Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best. Speak from their hearts.
Hello, welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. And today is August 10th. It's the day before the big full moon in Aquarius. And there's a lot going on as usual in our globe spinning around in the universe, of which we now know there's billions of universes out there. So, how you doing, Marilyn?
Well, I'm doing just fine, working through all the energies, right? We've been talking about how we've been working through all these energies, you know, that are moving so quickly through us as well as in the collective, right? And and working through all that. Yeah.
Today's topic is revolution evolution. And what we're talking about is revolution is not just a destination, it's an elevation. What does that mean? That's just something that channeled out of me really fast, and I wrote it on a post-it before I forgot it. But, you know, we have to elevate, we have to rise, we have to evolve. And as we do, there's going to be a need for change and a need for things to be changed within us. And, you know, everybody out there knows change begins with you, inside you. That's how we change the world, right? One little soul, one little light at a time. But these are very, very tumultuous, transformational times. And as we continue to take the high road and grow and evolve, we don't arrive at a stop sign that says, congratulations, you're done. We evolve into what, you know, what we be, we become. And as spiritual beings having a human experience, we're always going to crave new experiences and higher elevations as we evolve. What we want and where we want to go and where we're headed, hopefully, is always rising and we're evolving through it. So I would love to just talk about Aquarius, the full moon tomorrow, just a little bit, because you may think, well, who cares about astrology? And that's fine, you know, but it just lines up with everything else kind of going on energetically. And Aquarius, my moon's in Aquarius. Aquarius is the innovator, the rebel, the person that thinks outside of the box, the person that, wants to do things in a new way, in a better way, in an inventive way. And that's when we, you know, we grew up with that song, The Dawn of Aquarius. And we're here now. And what does that mean? It means, you know, we're here to rise and do things in a new way. And if you look at just global warming and what's going on with the planet and how tumultuous the times are with water, too much water some places and not enough here, like in Colorado, we're having droughts. You know, we're going to have some really inventive, evolved people that are going to figure out ways to do things in a new way that we've never done before, because that's what we're going to need to make our planet healthy and thriving. And, you know, I'm a diehard optimistic. So I always believe that the light will win. I know you do too, Marilyn, because that's who we are. So, you know, there's a lot of rebellious kind of revolutionary energy going on, especially with this giant square of transformation, particularly its giant thumb on the U.S. right now with, are we really who we say we are when we birth this country? And how do we really be congruent to what we stated versus how we are? So there's a lot going out there, Marilyn.
That's a lot, right? Yeah, you know, you made me think when you said the light and the dark and the light will win. And then I, and then like in my head, you know, I just got that ding, you know, like, yeah, it's really about the balancing of the light and the dark. And the balancing of the light within us and, you know, that shadow part of us that we, when we're able to balance that, then we can balance the energy as well in the world. Because if we believe that we are separate and apart from each other, then we're always going to be battling, right, each other. But when we start to understand that we are one, we are all one. And if we work together, because whether we like it or not, energetically, we are the collective, which means that whether we're working with or against each other, we are working together. And the energetic frequency doesn't, discriminate against any of that. In other words, it's like whatever is happening, it's the collective energy that actually gets pulled. And that's what actually comes to fruition, right? That's what we end up seeing. We end up seeing... Mm-hmm. If there's fear and there's more fear, you know, than faith, right? Then that energy is the energy that's the prevailing energy of the times. So when we are thinking about this, it's so important to recognize that energetically, it's coming to terms with the balancing of our inner light and our shadow part. And integrating that and becoming one with that. Because once there's a balance within us, there'll be a balance outside of us. Because energetically, we are one all together. We are the collective. And so that's what, as soon as you said that, it was like, bing! That's the information that was like coming in. And I was like, I get it, right? I get that. I'm processing that, right? Yeah,
I don't know whose quote it was, but I saw it flash on my social media this morning. It's a delicate walk to balance hope with chaos, you know? And, you know, that just kind of struck with me. And you're saying balance. And I think, none of our shows have been about put on your rose-colored glasses and go make lemonade and get a tan, you know, and avoid. So none of us are saying that these are not tumultuous, transformational, and some dark times too. It doesn't help us to deny anything.
It's so about getting
finding
real, right?
The balance. Yeah, being real with what's going on and how do you be the center of the storm, which we've talked about so much. How do you ground yourself? How do you want to represent yourself in the world? You know, inside and out, what are you holding space for? And you can't say like everything's great and everything's fine and we're all going to be wonderful and deny that you're feeling nervous or you're feeling anxiety or you're feeling fear. They're there for a reason, I'll tell you.
And that's also the frequency that you're tapping into, though. So understanding that, because I get that, right? Because, you know, when I connect with people, you know, I connect with their soul and their understanding of their story. And so it's interesting that, you know, I can, when someone is saying to me, oh, everything is wonderful, everything is really good, because the person is allowing me to, you know, to take a deeper look, I can see and feel and experience all of that and even articulate the story that they're really kind of like, I want to say hiding. Or putting in the towards the background so that they don't have to show it to anyone. And I think that it's really important when we're moving in the direction of rediscovering the self is to be able to acknowledge that there are fears, that there are wounds that we have, that there are places in us that still need healing, that there are parts of us that still need to be, how would I say, loved and kind of like supported so that they're and nurtured so that we can move forward without those kinds of without that kind of work. It's just harder. I believe that it's doable. We can do it, but it's harder to get there and it takes longer to get there. And, you know, because we're not doing the work. So it's asking the questions. It's asking the questions of ourselves and then being honest. If we can't be honest with ourselves, then we're already in trouble, right? If we keep telling ourselves that we're okay when we don't feel okay, then we're already in trouble. So it's important for us to be able to say, okay, I might say that I'm okay because I want to believe that I'm okay, but I recognize that I'm really not okay, that there are things that are seeping in that mm-hmm. are holding me back, and I need to take a look at them. I need to be the observer, and I need to be able to be present with that energy so that I can allow it to surface and to continue to move in the direction that it needed to move. Because what happens is that in life, what do? We shut certain things down when we have no time for it, or when we know that we don't have the energy for it, or when we know that it could take us down if we continue on that path. So we push it down, but eventually it needs to surface. Because when it doesn't surface, what happens is that, remember, all the shows we do on triggers, and we talk about triggers, each and every time some energy that feels like that connects with us, it triggers that energy, and there is that new explosive experience that we're having, and we sometimes don't even recognize, where did that come from? Oh yeah, that came from a place I haven't taken a look at, you know, mm-hmm. something that's stirring and that I really mm-hmm. need. It wants your attention. So let's give it the attention so that we can work it out. You know, it just feels like this energy that we're moving in feels like that. It feels like it's making it so impossible to not see it and feel it and then to be able to follow it. It's almost like here I am
relentless.
And I'm not going away. I'm going to be mm-hmm. right here.
relentless.
Yes.
You know, I will say, you know, that's very important to mention that this is actually, it's also a super moon. It's the final super moon of the year. We've had three super moons, and it's a time to really take the gratitude to feed your courage and your determination, and to see the milestones that you have accomplished. A full moon is very important to reflect on what have you brought in, what have you accomplished. You know, I always like to explain this to people. A new moon is empty. You can't see it, and you feel your hopes and dreams and your intentions. A full moon is big and fat and beautiful, and you poke a hole in it, and it's bestowing on you some of those intentions from the new moon that you put in. And we've talked a lot about being a trailblazer and being brave and, you know, being your own advocate and embarking on that. So it's really important, especially in the next 48 hours, to just stop and give yourself a big old pat on the back and say, like, again, the destination. There is no destination. It's just an escalation. So we have to honor those milestones. We have to come from gratitude. Write down five things that you're really grateful for and five things that you've accomplished. Or for me, Carolyn Mace taught me this. The things that I thought I couldn't do that I got through, you know, when you write those down or you honor them or you remember them, because at that time in your life, you thought, well, I'm never going to get through this and you did. And so it's kind of like your own little guiding post, your milepost, your markers. It's a really good time for that gratitude.
And I agree with that, because we can't always be looking at all the pain and the hurts mm-hmm. and the wounds and it is important mm-hmm. for us to know that, wow, okay, so yeah. Starting out with that information, right, of all the positive things, all the things that we did actually get through, and even those places where we rised above, that we even
yeah.
rise so much higher than we ever thought we could through that process, to hold on to that, Because when we're able to hold on to that, then we know the strength and the courage and that's the light right. that lives within us. And then we know mm-hmm. that we can do these things that may yeah. feel difficult to do, that may feel frightening, that may be really scary. You know, sometimes yeah, it's like being afraid of a monster.
Another mountain.
There's
always going to be another mountain. Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm in smooth ground. I'm in the prairie. There's the sheep. Ah, they're so cute. You know, and then, oh, damn it, you turn the turn, and then there's that mountain. And you go, oh, God, there's another mountain. Well, there's never not going to be another mountain. That's kind of the yeah. point. But you get those yeah. you get those tracks, you get those glutes, you get stronger, you get more assured, you know, the more you're your own advocate, right?
So, yeah. And that's the truth. There is always going to be another mountain, right? Mm-hmm. There is a song, I forgot who sings it.
It's Miley Cyrus.
Yes, and
Hannah
I love
Montana.
It.
Montana. I made jewelry for her when she was in Hannah, Montana, and I remember now. That's just so funny because I didn't even put that together until you
yeah.
said that.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful song. It yeah, and that's a beautiful song that mm-hmm. inspires you, that when you sing it, I mean, I sing that song and I'm like, yeah. you know, I'm dancing around and I pull in the energy of understanding mm-hmm. that energy, right? That can move through me because there is going to be another mountain. There is going to mm-hmm. be another, you know, moment, you know, that maybe, you know, we might feel not okay through. But we uh-huh. will get through all of that.
That's right.
It's just something more maybe that we even want. And we'll yep. just have to, you know, push through it or do whatever it is that we need to do to mm-hmm. achieve that. And so if we're able to release the fear and the and you know what? It's almost like the fear of uncertainty, right? Because uncertainty is huge. Mm-hmm. And yet, we don't have to know everything.
Yeah.
You know, we've
well,
been taught
We do have to go to a break, though. That's something we do have to do because we are at our first break mark.
Okay, so we'll be back.
So we're going to go to our mark.
After this brief.
Yes. Yeah.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Welcome back to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. Well, I would like to say, you know, that it is very important also that we remember that we've got people out there that can help us, but people are not mind readers. And one of the hardest things I struggle with in for the longest time, I would do everything myself. I would keep everything to myself. But I've learned from being vulnerable and asking for help from the right people. I always say that. I wish I had a bullhorn, from the right people. So it's really important that you know the people that are supporting you and have your back. Some people are wonderful, loving, gentle, kind people, but they're full of their own fear. And we all know the people that go, you know, well, it's a beautiful day. And they go, well, yeah, but it could rain. Wah, wah, you know. So, you know, being aware of who you are reaching out to when you need help. Really, that has been one of my hardest lessons. And I'm so glad I finally am getting it, because I've had so many breakthroughs, and one of them is with you, Marilyn, you know, knowing that I can trust you to hold space for me and that I can say things to you and get to the next step. And that's really what we're talking about today, is evolving to the next step. And it can be a baby step. Everybody, but it's the hardest part, I think, for us on this show is everybody's different. Everybody's just like a fingerprint or a snowflake. I know the snowflake thing's not a good analogy, but whatever, you know, each one of us are different and each one of us have different ways of doing things. But I think it's a really key time in this world right now. Aquarius want freedom, innovation, moving forward in a way that brings that freedom. And I know asking for help has always brought me a breakthrough or a freedom when I reach out to the right person. So, you know, there's great power in having the right communities and looking at where you are a part of the evolving. Because I know I've had a lot of people and groups fall away just organically, and such new things coming in I never even anticipated for myself. And so that's another way that I'm kind of just throwing out the gratitude here today.
Yeah. Making room,
sometimes
right?
We want to hold on to things because we don't want to lose that, you know. I don't know if you've seen that meme on social media where it's like, you know, I hardly recognize that girl I used to be, you know. Mm. And it's true. But there's a whole bunch of attachments that come with that that aren't even part of who you are anymore. And yeah. I think we're, like I said last week, I don't think we're afraid of change. I think we're afraid of loss. But we're not meant to carry everything with us. You know, yeah. Our whole life story is not meant to be in one big boulder suitcase that you've got attached to your hips climbing up that hill with you. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, and it's
there.
Important, and it's important to recognize that if you're holding on to something that you know is not resonating with you, and how you know that it just doesn't fit anymore, you just don't feel comfortable anymore, things feel different. You know, in that energy, that's important to recognize, because what we're doing when we hold on to that is that we are not allowing the open space so that the new stuff that is supposed to be in its place can come in. So if we have a full, you know, if we have no space there because we didn't make room, because we're still holding on to something that we know just doesn't fit, well, then that which is waiting for you
isn't going to show up. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, and that which is waiting for you, there's always something waiting for you. And that which is waiting for you to vibrate in your energy can't enter until there's a space for it. So that's the same thing that we do when we're cleaning out the closets or, you know, the cabinets, or we're saying, okay, I no longer need this, I no longer need that, I no longer need this. Well, we're making room. We're creating space so that, you know, anything that needs to come into this space that is right in the frequency and the vibration of us. Oh, I can feel the chills in that. Okay, in the frequency of that we are providing that sacred space for it to enter. But so long as we're holding on tightly to something that is not vibrating in the energy that we are moving into, then we are getting stuck in the muck, and it gets murky, and then we have you know, that's why then sometimes things get really out of control. And it's because it's an inner battle. And then it's a battle that's within fighting, but as well out there, because we are trying to hold on to something that no longer fits in the space. We no longer fit in that space. And so we need to
talk about that for a second. I mean, maybe I'm letting the cat out of the bag, but I don't really care. So, you know, not last Friday, the Friday before, you and I both had the epiphany, like, I don't think that we should be doing the radio anymore, not the way that we are. And so you and I decided together that this was going to be our last month on Om Times for now, that we've been doing this nearly a year. And we'll talk about this on our last show too. But it was really funny because we meet together on Zoom and we have our weekly just powwow girl time. And I told you, you know, I think that something shifted and I felt a click and you're like, me too. And we had both felt a shift in that energy. And I think if I was doing a show by myself alone, it may have taken me a lot longer to get to that point. But because I had you mirroring me going, I felt that too. And I don't know what's coming in. Neither of us know what's coming in. We don't have another agenda. But we're both kind of holding each other's hands or, you know, energetically saying, well, we have to create that space, even though we don't know what's coming in.
Yeah, we have no idea.
You're talking about.
Yeah, and so, and the interesting piece is that we don't have to know, right?
Right.
When you have to know, then you are not taking the leap of faith that is being required of you in the moment. And what it is that we're being asked to do right now is take the leap of faith of taking the leap, you know. Of just staying open to something, whatever it is that's coming in. And I feel like I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if we'll be back in several months or, you know, a year or so from now. I have no idea. But what I do know is that I really tune in to the energies as they come through me. And I recognize when things are starting to shift for me that I feel, okay, I understand this because I've had this process before. I recognize this because I've been through this before and I recognize its energy. And then I flow through that and I there is no fear there. But the reason why there's no fear there connected to it is because I know that the frequency that's moving through at this time for us and for me, right, has to do with the next step. And I don't know what that is. I don't know what it looks
and
like.
That's what it
I
is.
Have no it's, idea.
Yeah, it's the void. And I think it's the same thing with people who are always busy. For me, I'm such a busy bee. Oh my gosh, I have so much air. I'm a Gemini rising, yada, yada, yada. I could talk about a mechanical pencil for 20 minutes, especially when I was young. The handle, how it works, how the lead goes in. You know, I mean, just if I like something, whatever it is, I can talk. But, you know, getting me to be quiet, getting me in the space of the void, getting me to have nothing, right? And it took me a long time to get in this consciousness, the collective consciousness stream of energy. But I had to be quiet. I had to be in the void. And that's kind of what you're allowing. It's like, that's exactly what I was trying to say. We don't fear change. We fear loss. And if you can say, it's okay, I don't know what's coming, but I'm going to honor this void. I'm going to honor this unknowingness. I'm going to honor this quiet. And like everything else in this planet, change will come. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
But there's something about being comfortably comfortable in the void.
Right. In the changes, right? Because we are not most people are not comfortable with change. Most people are very
quiet.
Uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would stay in a situation that is just toxic simply because it doesn't, because they're afraid of what else is out there. And I go like this and I say, it's important for everyone to recognize that when we step out of the fear of change, it's almost like everything unlocks, right? And even when it doesn't even have to be a toxic situation. It just has to be a situation that feels like, oh, I did what I came here to do, And now it's time for me to move forward. You know, in life, we have many of those experiences in many different forms and different ways. And if we tap in to that story, like I'm sure that there are many people that are listening who can actually go back to a story in their lives, maybe many, when they were having to make certain decisions and they were in so much fear that they were almost paralyzed. And it probably took them years and years to make the change. Even though they knew that they needed to make this change, they were paralyzed with fear. And then after making that change, they realized that the fear was greater than what actually transpired when they made the change and how freeing that change was for them. But we don't know that until we experience that. And it's trusting. It's almost like, you know, when you go to the ocean and you're putting your toes in the water first to see how cold is the water. Or when you're going to the pool, you do the same thing. How cold is the water? Am I going to, you know, walk in slowly? Am
or
I going
is
to
that
take a
wave
dive?
Gonna knock me down?
Yes. So those are the kinds of experiences. Those are the types of energies that sometimes we might be feeling. And if we can tap into them and we can say, okay, this is me putting my toes in the water right now. Just putting my toes in. And then eventually I will be putting, you know, my right foot in or my left foot or, oh, now I have both feet in. And then walking in and actually submerging ourselves in this experience and saying, and after you've dived in and you come right back up to the surface, you know, you feel so much more clearer.
Invigorated.
And so, right, because that beautiful, the water just shifted everything, right? And it's the same thing when we're letting go of something that we feel at this time we need to be moving in a different direction, whatever that is. Sometimes you don't know what the direction is. And I think that for most people, that's the scariest time, right? When you're saying, I gotta move, but what? I have no direction. I don't know what's next. I don't know what's coming. I don't know what. Yeah, that's a lot of fear there, of course. But sometimes we have to go like this and say, I know that I don't know what's coming. But I also recognize that the energies that I'm feeling that are guiding me, I know that this is the right step for me.
Yeah.
I know that this is the right step for me. And if we do that, that's the leap of faith, because you're doing it with faith. You're not jumping off. You're jumping off
or
with the faith that you hold.
Or being pushed off. Because let's face it, I mean, as humans, you know, we have to get really uncomfortable sometimes. There's something really, really, you know, motivational, maybe not in a best way possible. You know, like Oprah used to say, you get a pebble, then you get a little rock, then you get a bigger rock, and then you get a boulder in your living room, and you don't have a living room anymore, right? So I think, yeah, when you say it that way, it's like with your intention of hope and your intention of knowing that you have the power to change things, making it as easy on yourself as possible. And that does come with a lot of falling down and getting back up, you know, going, wait a minute, I remember that tsunami. And this time it's going to be a big wave and not a tsunami, because I'm going to embrace this change as much as I can.
And because you've learned something from the past, which you, which really, and let's not, and I'm going to go here because I think this is important. When I say you learned something from the past, I don't want people to think that what I'm saying is that you've learned something from the past, which was a negative, and you're going to use it now in the present, right? Because it didn't fit before and it's not going to fit now. So I'm talking about those lessons or those teachings, because I like to use the word teachings rather than lessons, because it feels so much better to my soul, right? I receive it so much better. And lessons are a little, they don't feel so good sometimes. But teachings feel good, because it's the way I'm receiving it, right? I am receiving a teaching, something that's going to help me to uplift myself, something that's going to help me to make better decisions for myself, something that's going to assist me in being more discerning in how and when I, how would I say, proceed All of these things are important, but I also have to be able to be in the mindset of asking questions of myself. You know, how does this feel? How do I feel? What is the fear factor here? Is it an irrational fear? Or is this a fear that is so real that I need to take a better look at it and try to see how I can break this fear down and, you know, reclaim my power? So all of these things are important for us to do, because when we talk about the revolution, it's the revolution sometimes that's happening within us, right? It's the inner battle that we're having with ourselves sometimes. And but through it, we're able to rise up to the surface, you know, and it's almost like, I got it. You know, yeah, you got it. You always had it. It's just a matter of reaching for it. It's a matter of saying, I know that there is this wisdom and this power that lives within me that I have not tapped into yet. And I am ready. I am willing to reach for it, to grab a hold of it, and to claim it, and to say yes to it, right? Without fear, but just the full heart understanding. Yeah,
and that's what makes Marilyn Marilyn, because that's just a little bit of your passion that shines through there. So, you know, I say, like, how can I listen more often to the subtle voice inside my head? Because I think people just disregard it. They just think, oh, you know, how do I engage when I feel scared, lonely, wounded, or numb? Like, you know, how do I engage? Do I withdraw? I mean, I think it's just being the being observant of your behaviors. It's not about judging. It's not about, I just feel like there's just such a huge transformation on this planet right now between this is the way we've always done things and this is where we're embarking. And, you know, I would like to always be embarking on, how can I improve? Not everybody feels the way we do, Marilyn. I mean, probably they're not listening to us, for sure.
But it's also understanding the whys, right?
Yes.
If we're tapping into listening to what it is that we are processing, is understanding the whys. Why am I responding this way? Why am I feeling what I'm feeling? Mm-hmm. What is this really about? Mm-hmm. Because the majority of the times it has nothing to do with what is actually happening in the moment.
Right. That's why I love calling it an earth school. Like you said, teachings versus lessons. And sometimes I forget who I'm talking to and I go, yeah, well, that's earth school for you. And they're like, what? What are you saying? What are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, no, never mind. You know, I have three heads most of the time these days anyway. So I don't really care what people think. I just kind of roll with my flow. Okay, so speaking of flowing and going, we're going to go off to our final break of our show today. And we will be right back. Stick with us.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Okay, so welcome back to Shooting the Shift, and I just want to say, you know, if Marilyn and I were here about promoting ourselves and we had agendas about how to build clients and, you know, monetary things, we would be promoting who we are and how you could find us all the time, which we never ever do. And it is important that you know what we do and how you can find us. And we always seem to leave that last and run out of time and never actually really get to it. So we decided that we would tell you a little bit about ourselves and how you could find us on this journey if you decide that you would like to reach out to either one of us. So Marilyn, tell us a little bit about what you do and where people can find you.
Okay, so most of my practice has to do with soul-to-soul readings. And what it is that I tap into your energy field and I will speak to you about all the information that you have that you need to hear that you've probably been telling yourself you just haven't, received the confirmation. And now once I work with you, you also get a energetic frequency healing, which is about shifting your energy field. And you feel so much better. And you feel more focused and more connected than you've ever been. And so how you reach me is by universalsacredmedicine.com. That's my website. And I also have an Instagram, Marilyn Maldonado IG, that you can reach me at. And yeah, you know, I'm also going to be doing some promotions for the month of August. So on the website, which I usually put them other places as well, but I'm going to be doing that. So you can do that as well. So how
good,
about
I'm
you, Elizabeth?
Take advantage of one of those, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I call myself a spiritual pizza pie. I always say, you know, you never know what you're going to get in your slice, but it's going to be good because it's pizza pie. Who doesn't like pizza, mm-hmm. really? Okay. So, and I joke that I'm a goddess counselor, but really I'm a budding spirit artist. I am an intuitive medium and I am an Lenormand reader and teacher. And Lenormand kind of opened everything up for me. It's an oracle that I use. And I'm really good at getting people on their next step and kind of opening things up for them on breakthroughs. You know, that's my specialty. I run by word of mouth. I'm always busy. People are always referring me and that's the way I like it. I don't really advertise. And in fact, my website's pretty darn sad and I need a better one. But you can go there and you can see a video of my story, which is angelwithanedge.com. Or you can find me on Facebook. I actually love Facebook. I'm a Gemini rising. I like socializing. And I don't have any trolls because everybody on my Facebook page is really nice. And that's Elizabeth Lindsay with an A. And I'm the only Elizabeth Lindsay redhead with a blue streak, I believe. At least I hope. So, yeah, I love working with people one-on-one. I had a group for a long time. I enjoyed that as well, a group of women that I worked with. But my specialty is one-on-one, and I like to empower people. That's my goal, to always empower people. And I think that's your goal too, Marilyn. And, you know, you really are. You do shamanic energy work. And I just want to speak for Marilyn, not that she can't speak for herself. But she's an amazing person, a powerful, powerful conduit for moving energy and helping people. And I've worked with her personally, and she's helped me tremendously. And I know other people she's worked with. And I just can't say enough. It's really hard for you to do kind of what you do on the radio anyway. So I just want to throw that in for you.
Thanks
because
for
I mean, you get into your woo-woo and your juju, and the energy starts moving, and you're rocking and rolling, and it's just a beautiful thing. So I would highly recommend, if you feel called, to reach out to Marilyn, only because you only get like, it's like trying to explain to someone who can't see color what purple is, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to describe, but it's really beautiful. So,
and I love my work, right? I love to do this. This is something that lifts me up so much because I know that change happens instantly. And it's such a good feeling because, you know, it takes years and years and years and years for us to move stuff. And sometimes, you know, just working with the frequencies, when you're there, you're there. And when they're ready, they're ready. And that's why I usually say to people, oh, you're here because I know you're ready, right?
You're ready.
And that's they really are ready to move because they've already have sacrificed too much. And it's important to move forward, right? We all need to do that. And the more that we get, right, like Elizabeth, all the beautiful work that you do as well, if people reached out and they can, you know, get to that next place, right, to that next step, how beautiful it is. Like, I think that we are all working together to assist the shifting, not just of one individual, but of the collective. And we're doing it. And we're doing it. Like, we are really actively participating in the shift.
So I'm having a visual. This happens to me all the time, by the way, but I'm having a visual. You know, when we both grew up in New York, we both grew up in the city, and so like in the summertime when it's hot, you'd always have like one fire hydrant that was like not full blast but just leaking, and everybody would be like cooling off, and so like the vision I got while you were talking about what you do in your work and how you love it, it's like the fire truck comes and the hose goes on and it's a full blast powerhouse dynamo. And that's, I think, what we both do. We're just like, here, give me your hand, we're going on a ride, you're ready for this adventure. I'm just turning the hose on full blast because it's ready. It's time. It's ready. And that's it. So, and the other thing I'd like to say is, yes, it can be scary to do uncharted territories that we haven't gone to before. But you know what? It's so empowering. And if you have a good guide, they're going to get you through it. Nobody that's worth their salt is going to leave you hanging. They're going to get you to the other side, at least to the next lily pad. And that's what it is, you know, evolution, revolution, step by step,
and
layer
by layer.
And we
have to do our own work, right? And we have to be able to, you cannot, and I continuously say this because it's important, you can't make someone do anything that they aren't ready to do. When you are ready, you know, and then you go out and you seek. I as well have people who just, you know, tell other people, you know, and they tell other people and they have the experience and they immediately tell other people. Why is that? Because when something shifts and you know that you have gone through so many, you know, different experiences and still haven't gotten to that place.
Yeah, that thing.
And someone says to you, and someone says to you, hey, you know, I just had a session with so and so, and my God, I have to tell you that I feel like a totally new person. Like I've, you know, like I've taken off, you know, this suit that I was wearing, and now I'm feeling so much lighter. Because it's important. These are the times. Remember, this full year, all the way until the end, right, until December, right, we are going to be doing the rediscovering of the self. And this is the process that we're all on. And whatever vehicle we use to get there, right, it's important to feel good in that space and in that energy. And when we feel safe and protected, that we're going to be, you know, receiving exactly what we're needing to receive so that we can move forward, that's when all the beautiful stuff begins, right? You know, and you think about it, like I go like this and I say, I've worked, you know, in the very beginning, I have worked with people also that really had no knowledge of what this work is and didn't know what to expect. And it was really hard to explain because I really didn't have a language for it. I really didn't know how to explain it. But I would always say, whatever little bit of information I had, and I would say, once you experience it, you will understand. And every single time the person would say to me, oh my God, now I understand what you were trying to say. And I know why you couldn't speak it, because it's just So it's a frequency. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a frequency. And sometimes for that type of energy is really hard to describe, to put into the language that we have as humans, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are sometimes no words. You know, it's like when you transform and you transport and you see a different dimension and you see different colors and the colors that you know that do not exist on your planet. And I know that sounds out there, but when you're able to see that and you go, I just don't know how to even describe that color because we don't have a word for it here. And I don't know how to explain the shimmer and I don't know how to, you know, it's like the texture and all of that, because there aren't words that we have. And that's important, because when we're trying something different or something new, maybe we should feel excited instead of fearful. Right. Let's feel excited.
I think the soul does. I mean, I think anxiety and anticipation are very similar. And I think the human interprets maybe some of that anticipation as anxiety or fear, where, you know, I mean, it's the classic. You're in the egg. You're the baby chick. And you got to kick your foot from the inside out. If somebody comes and taps on your egg, you're not going to make it, because you got to do that. But when you kick that little foot out, there comes the light, there comes the wings expanding, and there comes a whole world ready to help you, right? Yeah. The sunshine, the grass, all of it. So, but you got to be able to break free, and that's your soul. I always call it a splinter. It's like when people come to me and they go, oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, I'm so frustrated. Oh, I'm like, well, that's your splinter. That's your splinter, and it's going to keep festering and annoying you until you address it and you open it up and you release it and look at it. And then that frustration's there for a reason. That's your soul going, hey, human, hello, we got stuff to do and we're not doing it, you know. Listen, I think most people who have listened from the beginning know I had a giant tumor and I didn't listen. And then I went on my merry way thinking everything's fine. I can just, no. They said, you got to listen. And I was a tough nut to crack. And I'm half joking. But, you know, I wasn't the person that saw dead grandmas at my room when I was 4 years old or people walking by. I was a very late bloomer. And it doesn't matter how late you bloom. It just matters that you bloom.
Exactly.
So nothing's passed you by. You have time.
Yes, and that's the truth. And that is the truth. Bloom where you are. Dare to bloom where you are. Be not afraid to bloom, you know, to grow, to expand. Don't be afraid of that. We need that. We need that energy and that frequency.
Desperately needed in this world.
Yes. Tap in and awaken all the knowledge that lives within you, because it does. And, we don't want to leave the planet without, you know, exploring all of this and without sharing all of this. It's so valuable.
That is my fear, Marilyn. Not what I didn't do. That is the only regret that I will have, is if I wasn't brave enough to go, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It's so important. And I learned that from that experience of being cracked open twice. Yeah. Hello. I was forced into it. Don't recommend it that way.
Yeah. And you think about, a lot of times those are, you know, experiences that we have that shake us up and stir us up, you know, that car that, you know, almost came, you know, right. It was coming at me and I said, that's it. I don't know that I'm going to be on the planet anymore. You know what I mean? And it's so interesting, because when you think about that and you say, we don't know how much time we have on the planet. It's not
None
guaranteed. It is
no.
not guaranteed. And so if I want to share as much as I need to share, and I want my medicine to be received and to be then utilized and to, you know, be shared by many, I need to be able to do that in the now, because tomorrow or the next hour is not guaranteed for me. And so it's important for me to look at it in that way. I mean, I think about the many times that I've had situations like this where I have had such close calls. And I would say, I don't even understand how I'm still here. I don't even understand. And so for me, the message is just keep moving forward,
it's
right?
The
and
big don't shake up.
Yeah. I needed that shake up. I needed that. Come on. Come on. You just got to keep on doing this, right? Because there's work to be done.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is too, like when we embrace that and we understand that we're an ancient wise soul, our soul is eternal. We are eternal. We're not dying. You know, I always say life after life. That's who I'm talking to. I'd have a sign at my, you know, if I did demonstrations, she's going to knock them dead when I do my mediumship, because nobody's dead. There's life after life. And so when you realize life isn't passing you by, whoever the big eye in the sky looking after you, he knows your journey. Trust that and your inner journey. All right.
There
peace and
go.
Blessings. Wow.
Blessings, love, and light, guys.
Bye.
Bye.